Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
Your faith in God, because it's a heaven-born insight, is equal to all your emergencies. I have a lot of emergencies in life. Things come up all the time. You know, somebody mad about something, this and that. But you know, my faith in God is equal to any emergency that might come my way. Would you turn with me today? I want to get into the word of St. John 14. We're going to start with verse 1. I love St. John 14. I quote St. John 14, verses 12, 13, and 14 every day. And I can quote that. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father." Then he said, "Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." Then Jesus gets super radical, and he says, "If you ask anything in my name," anything, anything, that's a big word, "I will do it." Now you see what the church will say, "Well, if it be his will," he didn't say that, you said that. Why are you adding stuff to what God said? See, because if you live for God, the only thing you're going to ask for is what he wills. That's just that simple, you know what I'm saying? It's pretty easy, you know. And God has been so good. But St. John chapter 14, verse 1, most people don't do. Most people struggle because of heart trouble. And we're not talking about physical pain, and that can happen too. And I want to read that in St. John 14, verse 1. He says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God." Yeah. "Believe also in me." Now he equates himself on the same level as God, because he is God. Manifested in the flesh, someone we can hug. You see, God the Father. You can't be a father unless you have a son or a daughter. You can't be a son or a daughter unless you have a father. You can't be a father and a son unless you have a spirit. That's Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Three in one. Some people don't believe in the Trinity, yet you should, because you are Trinity. You are spirit housed in a soul and clothed in a body. So let me say this. You can't be a father without having a son or a daughter. You can't be a son or a daughter without having a father. But watch this. You can't be a father or a son or a daughter without a spirit. See how that all goes together. I want to read that verse again. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled." Verse 1. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me." Then in verse 2, he just kind of goes off the subject. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way, you know." I mean, just went off. He was not troubled in the heart. Let not your heart be troubled. I want to talk today about the cure for trouble, because I find a lot of people have trouble in life. There's a lot of things going on in the church world today. Don't get freaked out about that. God's cleaning house. I don't care how big you are. I don't care how rich you are, or how small you are, or how poor you are. God's cleaning house. That's a sign of his coming. Amen. Think about that. And it's amazing. And you know, some people after a while, they get, especially as God blesses them to a point, but they begin to think they did it, and they have that attitude, "Let me bless you with my presence." Well, you could have stayed home, man. I don't need your presence. I need the presence of God. Now, he says, "Our Father." I don't quote it that way. I quote it, "My Father." He's mine. Is he yours? And I know that people say, "Our Father." Yeah. He is Father of all, but I prefer to just make it more personal and say, "My Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." I can say the same thing Jesus did. Because of what Jesus did, the Father became my Father. Do you see that? So I want to talk about the cure for trouble. Let not your heart be troubled. Now, you know, as people get so mad at me because I'm full of joy. Well, I'm just being biblical. That doesn't mean trouble doesn't come. That doesn't mean it's not always around me constantly, spiritual, physical, finance. People are always attacking me about this, attacking me about that. And that's fine. I mean, they can say what they want, do what they want, whatever. That makes no difference to me. But I will not let it trouble me. That doesn't mean it doesn't hit me. I just don't let it get inside of me. Let not your heart be troubled. Write this down if you're taking notes. Faith is a kind of heaven-born insight. See, now let me show you how not to have trouble, the cure for it. You got to use faith. Faith is a kind of heaven-born insight, a light that some do not see, a hand that others cannot feel, a voice that others do not hear. I want you to think about that for a minute. Let me go back to the point again. Faith is a kind of heaven-born insight. It produces a light that some do not see, a hand that others cannot feel, and a voice that others do not hear. See, the cure for trouble is to understand that trouble cannot get inside of you unless you open that door. Because you have been given an inborn, a kind of a heaven-born, wonderful, wonderful insight. See, so when I live by faith, I love living by faith. People have asked me this, and they just asked me this not long ago. I've been traveling all over the world. I mean, my God, man. I mean, going constant. Friday, I was in Tampa, Florida. But before that, I think I was in Nashville, here in the morning and Sunday night in Nashville. Just going all the time. And people say, oh, my God, but Jesse, just don't ever seem to get depressed. I don't have time. I have been given a heaven-born insight. So I have a hand that I can feel. I have a light that I can see. And I have a voice that I can hear. And I'd rather do that than listen to the junk of the world and the different things that are happening in life. See, that's how you cure trouble. Faith is a kind of a heaven-born insight. I'm helping you write it down. A light that some do not see, a hand that others cannot feel, and a voice that others do not hear. Now, I want you to write this next point down. This is very simple. Your faith in God is equal to all your emergencies. Write that down. Your faith in God, because it's a heaven-born insight, is equal to all your emergencies. I have a lot of emergencies in life. Things come up all the time. You know, somebody mad about something, this and that. But you know, my faith in God is equal to any emergency that might come my way. That's why I'm not troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. It's the cure for trouble. Why? Because my faith is equal to anything. Actually, it's above anything Satan can conjure up in his way of thinking. Let me say it again. Your faith in God is equal to all your emergencies. You know, my good friend Jerry Savelle went home to be with the Lord. I didn't want that to happen, but that's none of my business. That has to do with him and God, not me. But people have been worried about me since that's happened. Man, I'm getting all kind of phone calls, Terry. Don't die, but I'm not planning on it. But if I do, leave me alone. What do you think I'm living for, to go to heaven? Now, I want to go in the rapture, not because I'm afraid to die. I just want to go for the ride. I've always wanted to sit. I got a good friend of mine, one of my great partners, Donna, and I'll keep her last name private. Both of us like to sit on a white cloud. I have flown through them, big ones, small ones, but I like to just get out the plane and sit down. I want to go in the rapture because, see, that's faster. Faster than the speed of sound. Faster than the speed of light. Bible said in a twinkling of an eye. I want everybody to blink your eye. Now, it took 16 twinkles to do that. That's how fast God's going to change your body. I can't wait till you see how I'm going to look. Not an ounce of fat on me. Don't laugh. Nothing. And tall. My God, what happened? I finally came out of my skin. You see, so any emergency that comes my way, my faith is equal to it in God. Your faith in God is equal to all your emergencies. That's what the Lord is saying. Let not your heart be troubled, man. You believe in God? You believe in my dad? Believe in me. That's a big statement there. See, that's why I love being a Christian. I'm not Christianized. I'm a Christian. I hadn't been salted. I'm salt. How many people remember that sermon I preached not too long ago? See, when you understand that, then you'll understand this next statement. Those who believe in the Father and Christ are the true possessors of true peace. Those who believe in the Father and Jesus Christ are the true possessors of true peace. And I don't know why people pray for it, because you don't have to, it's here. He said, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives. See, the world gives you trouble with a little bit of dash of peace. But you have three types of peace in your life. The peace of God, the peace with God, and the peace from God. I'm not worried about how God is thinking about me when I'm not close to him in terms of doing something from him. And then when he shows up, I'm not scared neither, because I have peace with him. Then I have his peace, which is possession of adequate resource. Nothing broken, nothing missing. Now, if that is true, means what it says what it means, then my heart cannot be troubled unless I open that door and let it in. That's why when people give me bad reports, and I get quite a few of them, the first thing that comes up in my mind, because it comes up from the depths of my peace, well, whose report shall you believe? I'm not denying what they're saying. I don't live in denial on nothing. I deny its right to affect me. Because Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Here's your cure. This is the cure to this, man. You believe in my Father? You believe in God? Well, yeah, believe also in me. That's why other religions have so much trouble. They got to suffer so much to try to get God's attention. They don't know what God's going to do. A lot of the Muslim people don't know if they're going to go to heaven or not. They don't know till it happens, until Allah. But I know, not believe, I know. And I'm not troubled by it at all, because God has given me a cure for it. So when you understand that those who believe in the Father and Christ are the true possessors of true peace, now that brings a comfort to me. When I understand when all the trouble is going on. Let's go to my next point. There's a great comfort in the thought of fatherhood. There is a great comfort in the thought of fatherhood. I'm gonna give you a prime example of that. I like being a father. I only have one daughter, one granddaughter. That's it, and I'm glad. But there's such a great comfort in me being a father. I'll never forget one time I came home from my travels. And Jody, just when Jody's about, maybe I'm 14, 15 years old and all that kind of stuff. And I come walking in there, boy. And, you know, Kathy never did focus on me leaving, because that kind of makes it sad, you know, because I was gone every week. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. I'd come on home on Thursday. And then I'd get home Thursday about maybe 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, driving. Most of the time I didn't fly. Then I started flying, and it was slower flying than it was driving to try to get here. You know what I'm saying? But then Friday was Jody's day and Kathy's day. Or Saturday, I'd walk them all, and my friends all wanted me to go fishing. And I like fishing. I'm not a good fisherman, but I like all that stuff. But I said, no, I have to spend quality time with my daughter and with my wife. See? And I kept that promise. I did that. But Jody one time said something that really blew me away. Let me say my point first. There is a great comfort in the thought of fatherhood. And I walked in the room and said, hey, Jody. And we got to talking a little bit. And she remembers it when I brought it up to her. She said, you know, Dad, I always slept better on Thursdays. I thought that was the oddest statement. You always slept better on Thursdays. I said, why would you say that? She said, that's when you would come home. That's when you walked through that door. I knew you were coming on Thursday. And I always slept better. Not that she was afraid on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, because, you know, Kathy took care of it. That's not the issue. And we lived in a safe place. But for some reason, when Dad was in the house, it brought a comfort to her. Well, she did. And I looked at that. I said, Jody, that's a great title for a book. See, I'm always thinking, but my God, I always slept better on Thursdays because Dad was home. Isn't that something? So that brought a great comfort to me as a father. Then I began to think about how much comfort do I bring to my heavenly Father when I say, I know you're there. I can't go nowhere without you. So come with me. And I've never been alone. I've always had God with me. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And yet I've been rawly criticized. Wait, your day's coming. You're going to get yours. You're going to, one day you're going to get yours. Let me help you. I already got it. That's why I'm not struggling. See, that's true peace. That's let not. That means let not. Not let it in. No, let not. Why? Well, you got to take that trouble. No, I believe in the Father.
That's right.
And I believe in the Son. As equal.
Good word.
As equal. And the Holy Spirit as equal. Do you see that? That's what Jesus was saying there. Now, that just blew away the Pharisee and the Sadducee. Because, see, they're intellectual people. They're homiletical, hermeneutical, philosophical. Oh, they understand the law, but they don't have spirit with it. It's like one person I had said the other day, he's known all over. He said, women should be silent in the church. I thought, how old is this man? Women have never been silent on anything. And that's not a shot. That's just a fact. I mean, if you notice kids, they don't hardly ever run to dad. They're going to run to mom when things start going crazy. You know what I'm saying? And he said, well, you know, it was a shot against Kathy. Women shouldn't pastor. Women should be silent. Well, how come you let them sing? How come the women are on the platform? Why don't we throw away Renee? That's what he's saying. She got to be silent. All she can do is just... Because worship is ministry. Worship opens up doors for you to come into God's presence. It's preaching a sermon in melody. Do you see that? See, that's just egotistical and arrogant. That they don't understand what Paul is saying at all because they're looking at it from an intellectual point of view, a Pharisaic point of view, a Sadduceic point of view, and not by spirit. I like that. You should have gave me a hand clap on that, girls. Thank you. Let me say it again. There's a great comfort in the thought of fatherhood. I like it. So I decided that I would make Thursday every day with my daughter and with my granddaughter. We just have a nice time. Write this down. Belief in the Father and Christ is the real ladder to heaven and earth. You know, you hear about Jacob's ladder and the things in the Bible. No, the real ladder to get from here to there is a belief in the Father. You believe in God, believe also in me, and the Son, Jesus Christ. See, he was more than a man. He was made flesh. He wasn't flesh. He was spirit at one time. But he was made flesh that we might become the righteousness of God. An incarnation had to take place so we could have an atonement. Because without an incarnation, you can't have an atonement. You know, you'd have to still be like the Jews, putting your hand on a goat and put the sins on it and run the goat out of town or throw it out in the desert or kill it or do something. Let me say it again. Belief in the Father and Christ is the real ladder to heaven and earth. So in other words, the ladder takes you up higher and the trouble stays low. See, trouble is pollution. Just get out of it. You know, people say, you don't hardly ever fight. You don't fight in church. No, I fly above Christian turbulence. People are always trying to cause some kind of trouble. You know, turbulence about this and that, you know. Like one person said, I don't know if I'm going to stay at this church. I said, well, go. What I want to say is get the hell out of here. Now, that's not cussing in Louisiana. That's a location. I'm not telling them to go to a different church. I'm telling them, go to hell, man. Go on, watch. Look at some people. Just climb a couple of steps on the ladder. You'll be all right. You see what I'm saying? In other words, I am not embarrassed of my culture. I'm glad I'm a Cajun. I really don't know what I am. One man told me, he said, you got to have some black in you. I said, most likely. I don't know, you know, because black people just flat love me. Well, I love them. I don't see them as black. I don't think they see me as white. They just see me as a friend. Amen. Oh, and then when I get asked to preach like the Church of God and Christ of the Holy Convocation, that's black to the core. I don't preach like this. I hoop. Look at the white people. Hoop. It's not a hula hoop. No, you got to go with it. And the Lord said, I want to hit you. Hello. Oh, I can do it. I love the hoop. I like it. Culture. And I like the white guys, too. Bless God, Jesus is real. Takes me a little bit more get up to bleed, to feel it, but I mean, I'll get there. Belief in the Father and Christ is the real ladder to heaven and earth. See, so you get up higher, trouble will stay away from you. That doesn't mean it don't come, but you don't let it get inside you. And worry about that kind of stuff. There's nothing wrong with being concerned about things. I'm concerned about the things that are going on in our country. I am. I really am. God is my witness. I am. But I'm not worried about it. I have a wonderful partner offer for you. It's my message, The Cure for Trouble. Is trouble troubling you? Be encouraged. Why? Because it's a sign that Jesus is coming soon. This message will strengthen your faith, release the peace of God in your life. Let's be ready for Jesus' great return. Order your copy, The Cure for Trouble, at jdm.org. Did you know that doubt is a habit? Yes, it is. You aren't born a doubter. You learn to doubt over time. In my book, I Never Learned to Doubt, you will learn something. And what is that? To go back in time and regain what was lost, so that you can enjoy more peace, more joy, more favor, and more blessing. The wonder of faith is a pure thing. It's a childlike thing. And faith is the only thing that God responds to. When you never learn to doubt, life is so much better. I Never Learned to Doubt. It's my new book. Get it today. I hope today's program is a blessing to you. Remember what John 14, verse 1 says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me." Now, let me tell you something. God is equal to all emergencies. But see, when you focus on believing God, the trouble just goes away. I mean, it just dissolves, because God is your source and He supplies. I want to thank all the people that sent in questions. We have one today from a viewer named Jay. He says, "Is Jesse, on one of your broadcasts, you were talking about Proverbs 6:31 that says, 'But he, Satan, be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house.' What do I have to do to claim sevenfold of everything Satan stole from me? And have you ever seen this promise come to pass in your life?" Hey, Jay, me. Look at me. The devil has stolen from me, and I have got it back sevenfold over and above. And I say, what do? I just say, you have to give up the word of God. You in subjection to the word of God, Satan. And I caught you. You catch the thief, he has to return it sevenfold. And it's happened to me many, many times. See, Satan is a thief. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I'll tell you what, you can get it all back. If I did it, you can, Jay. So start today believing, okay? I love this product offer. My God, it's one of the most popular books I've ever written. I Never Learned to Doubt. Doubt is mental anemia. It's a form of atheism. When you doubt God's word, you doubt He exists. If you're ready to start receiving from God, I encourage you to order a copy. You can do that at jdm.org. I want to tell you something, man. Doubt is a destroyer, but you can get rid of it today. Order that book and you will be blessed by it. Partners, thank you once again for what you do for this ministry. Without you, we could not do these things. It's literally that simple. Thank you for your faithful financial support. We have big projects going on all the time. You know, and I thought, people always said, "You think you'll ever retire?" I don't think so. God keeps giving me work to do, and you keep supporting us, and that's just such a blessing. And 100% of your support goes into world evangelism. We're reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time. Now, I know it's around June right now. You think, why is he wearing this sweatshirt? I'll tell you why. It's cold in these television studios. They got to keep it real cold because all these lights and everything. But I got to thinking, I see the lady in the wintertime on Fox News wearing a sleeveless dress. And I knew it was snowing outside. Why? You know, who knows why people do what they do? Thank you for being so kind. And thank you, partners, for blessing us today. Nothing too small and nothing too big. Jesse DePlanis saying, we love you. We really do. See ya. Bye-bye. Think of that. That's the words of Jesus. See, Jesse DePlanis Ministries has one driving passion, one thing we ask in Jesus' name: to be empowered and equipped above and beyond to effectively share God's message of salvation with the entire world. We want everyone to have an opportunity to know the real Jesus, approachable, personable, compassionate, and full of joy. That's the truth that we put on full display and invite countless others to know for themselves. We know He'll do everything and more. Why? Because we believe it, leading us to do the impossible for His glory. God called me to go. He said, go ye and I go. And sent people to link up in faith with the vision. That's you sending me to do the work. We are running further and faster than ever, infused with supernatural energy, shining the light of the gospel, seizing every divine opportunity. We're advancing and cutting through barriers to reach people right where they are. What shall I do for thee? Ask God for something unbelievable, something impossible. And you know what God will do? He'll walk off that throne and go get that thing for you. You know, God is the creator, and we should be creators too. In my book, Notes from a Vision Specialist, I reveal some of my vision impacting experiences so that you can make your vision real God's way. God wants you blessed and excited about your future. Order Notes from a Vision Specialist and decide to make the vision real.
Order your physical copy or digital download for your donation amount of $5 or more at jdm.org.
Life-changing. I mean, Brother Jesse just always brings an amazing word.
There's such a connection when you come here.
This is our personal time just to get vision.
Visionary conference, full of faith, full of hope.
Come expecting, because your expectancy will be increased.
Don't miss Jesse Duplantis 2025 Visionary Conference, July 10th and 11th at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana.
He listens to our prayers. He even listens to you think. He puts great thoughts in your mind to think on these things. And when Satan tries to inject something, you should say, that's not my thoughts, because those are not the thoughts of God. My thoughts are lovely, just, good, report, pure, and virtuous. I think on these things. And the Bible says, be ye therefore imitator of God as dear children.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.